And next, we have another segment of Reclaiming History. We'll be talking about cobblers. Those are people that repair shoes. Historically, one's shoes indicated where you were from the Roman sandal to the Egyptian sandal to the Indian moccasin. Your shoes told people the culture, whether you were a Dutch wearing a wooden shoe or not. And those cobblers are still with us today. We went to see Lev's Shoe and Leather Repair at 602 Central Avenue in Albany, New York. He's the last of a dying breed of cobblers. This is Lavonia Mallory of WOOC 105.3 FM, The Sanctuary. I'm here at a very special place, a shoe repair store. This is part of the Reclaiming History segment. Tell me your name and the name of your business.
Lev Smilyansky, and it's Lev's Shoe and Leather Repair.
So as far as I can tell, you're the only shoe repair guy in Albany that I've been able to find. Is that true?
No, they got a couple more. Yeah.
A couple more. And how long have you been in business?
Almost 30 years.
30 years you've been repairing shoes?
Yes.
And how did you learn the shoe repair business?
Oh, I learned this in Russia, yeah.
You learned it where?
In Russia.
In Russia. Are the shoes different than you were repairing in Russia?
Maybe slightly different, yeah.
What do you have to do to be a good shoe repairman?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Are you a good shoe repairer?
I hope.
You hope? Do you have a lot of return business?
Yes.
Hi there.
How are you?
Look like you got a customer right here. You bringing some shoes in?
No.
You are bringing shoes. I hope.
Why?
I'm just interviewing this gentleman about his very long-standing, successful business.
He's been here a long time.
Right?
He's been here a very, very long time.
And as far as I know, he's the only shoe repair guy in
the
area.
Albany.
In Albany. Yes. And so when you have a pair of shoes that you don't want to throw out just because they run over.
Need a new heel.
Okay.
You need a new heel.
Of course.
And how much are those shoes they cost you?
A lot of money.
A lot of money. So you don't want to throw those out just because the heel's gone.
He's the guy.
He's the man. That's what
that's
I said.
That's right. Yeah. He's the guy right here. And that's crazy because you used to have a lot of shoe shops all over. Now it's like a lost art.
See, that's what I just told him.
It's dying here. Question. How soon do you need this? Because I will be closed next week for vacation. If it will be like by February 7th, it's okay? How soon do you need this?
Well, I'll take it near February 7th. It's no problem.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and it will be $20.
Okay.
Okay, yep. I will polish everything.
Thank you.
Okay, yep.
See, he's been here a long time, and I always bought my shoes here. Gator boots, all kinds of things I've been bought here.
Gator, because you don't want to throw out a pair of Gator shoes. Just because the heel run over or something like that. You want to be able to repair them.
You always repair them. Or, you know, normally I put rubber taps in certain things or whatever.
Okay.
But, of course, you can't just mess up the reptiles.
That's
you
right.
Can't mess up the reptiles.
You sure can't. All right.
You got to take it to somebody that's good.
That's right.
He's the last cobbler.
The cobbler. That's right. That's what it's called. A cobbler.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. You've given me some more information, man. I wouldn't be able to do this interview.
You're gonna have to pay me.
Got you. Don't worry. I got you.
No. I don't like nobody to have me. All right, y'all.
Take care.
You too. Okay.
So you are a cobbler.
Yes.
That is the name.
Yes.
All right. So tell me about some of the machines you have here.
So
what is this machine? It looks pretty old, this one here.
It's a nails. It's all old here. It's all machine. It's old here. Mm-hmm. It's everything. It's pretty old here.
Mm-hmm. So what about this machine? What is that big machine over there doing?
Like I'm sanding the shoes here.
I needed a pocket sewn on some leather pants.
Bring and show to me. I think I can do it, but I have to see.
All right.
Okay.
It, like thick leather, like this jacket. It's the leather pants is real thin. They light.
Yeah, it's okay. Just all I, right. I have to see.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank
no
you.
No worries. So, can you start up that machine over there?
Oh, it's too loud.
Too loud?
It's too loud here. Yeah. It's too loud here.
And what does that machine do?
I like it's a clean surface. I don't know how to explain it best in English. When I need like it's a clean something, I use a, yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's the best part about being a cobbler? What do you love about this business?
I tell you the truth, it's a dying, like he says. It's yeah, it's a dying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, you see, I'm working only 2 days a week now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going slow, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hope I'm retired soon, yeah.
You hope to retire?
Yes.
And is there anyone going to take over the business when you retire?
No.
So when you retire, this business is going to retire with you.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a dying art form.
Yes. Yeah. You see, it's my son. He got his office here. Mm-hmm. And he's an attorney. He's working here. And
so he's an attorney.
He's an attorney, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you are the cobbler.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, tell the name of your business, your address, and your phone number in case they have a good pair of shoes they want to bring by.
It's a left shoe and leather repair. It's a 602 Central Avenue, Albany, New York.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a phone number?
518-459-3739.
And tell our customers, our listeners, your name one more time.
Lev.
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 L-E-V.
L-E-V, yeah.
L-E-V. All right, Lev. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on The Sanctuary.
Yeah, thank you.